With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump on his way to Anchorage, Alaska, for a high-stakes summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a U.S. military base. The president believes both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders are ready to make a peace. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president sees his summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin as the first step toward ending the war.
I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace.
But he says peace would likely require at least a second meeting involving Ukrainian President Zelensky.
And we're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself.
European leaders are concerned that Zelensky is not being represented in today's meeting in Alaska. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Washington is seeking an emergency restraining order to block President Trump's takeover of its police department. District of Columbia Attorney Brian Schwab filed a lawsuit after Attorney General Pam Bondi named an emergency police commissioner with all the powers of a police chief. A political standoff in Texas over proposed House maps that could hand Republicans five new seats is poised to enter a new phase today, while heavily Democratic California plans to release its own new maps intended to erase all but a sprinkle of the state's GOP House districts in the fight over control of Congress.
In California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom said his state will hold a November 4th special election to seek approval of redrawn districts intended to give Democrats five more U.S. House seats and a counterpunch to undercut any gains in Texas.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett. On Wall Street, stocks are hanging around their records. Markets hoping for another winning week. The Dow is ahead 76 points, but the NASDAQ composite is losing 109. This is SRN News. A victory for the state of Arkansas in court. The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a new law banning sex change operations on children is constitutional and can remain in effect.
Writing for the majority, Circuit Judge Dwayne Benton said, quote, "The act does not discriminate on the basis of sex and regulates a class of procedures, not people. The act is rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting the well-being of minors."
SRN's Michael Harrington. After decades of tensions between Muslims and Christians in Cyprus, a private group is seeking to build bridges. Greek and Turkish Cypriots have teamed up to restore grave markers at 15 civilian cemeteries on each side of the so-called Green Line, which cuts the Mediterranean island in half. Shattered granite crosses are strewn about the weed-choked Greek Cypriot cemeteries on the Muslim side, while Muslim graves suffer the same fate on the Greek Cypriot south. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Americans stepped up their spending last month, especially at auto dealerships. Retail sales rose 0.5% in July, a slowdown from a revised 0.9% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. The increases followed two consecutive months of spending declines. Fed policymakers will be debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is a bigger problem for the economy as they prepare for an annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming next week, and a crucial policy meeting next month. The question, to cut or not to cut interest rates. Air Canada flight attendants are threatening to walk off the job this weekend. The airline has started canceling flights, and it plans to lock the workers out. That could potentially halt all operations by tomorrow morning, snarling the plans of many summer travelers. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.